Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is heavily surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Akhirnya ku sadari bila diri ini telah masuk dalam permainanmu. Kini ku sadari bukan hanya diriku yang telah menjadi sandaran hatimu.
Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupert Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupert Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupert Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupert Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupert Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupert Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupert Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Bangkit kembali. Kita semua boleh jatuh, tapi harus bangkit.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ceria masa-masa berdua bersamamu. Saat itu canda tawa manis lugu dirimu saat itu.
Aku cinta kamu.
Tak ingin aku berpisah sebentar saja. Ku rasakan dunia milik berdua. Aku selalu salah tingkah saat tidak kamu. Kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Ada masalah yang pernah kita hadapi di sini. Jangan ragu, kau dan aku pasti bisa lewati, lewati. Percayalah, aku akan selalu bersamamu. Karena itu sebuah janjiku padamu. Aku selalu salah tingkah saat tidak kamu. Kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. berdua meraih mimpi kita. Di dekatmu, kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Aku selalu salah tingkah. Saat di dekatmu, kamu tetap yang terindah.
Welcome back to Book and Film Review, where we will discuss Indonesian books and films from Indonesian authors and directors. In this week's edition, we will discuss a book entitled Drupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. Seno himself is an author of the new generation in Indonesia. He chose to be an author because he does not want to be confined by situation and work. Many of his works were published in various media. The story offered by Seno in his works has a range of variation. His writings are not monotonous. One day he will write a non-cliché romance and a complex politic of a nation in the other day. Besides his peculiar works, he was also known for his reports on the situation of the past East Timor, which were written in a trilogy, namely Saksi Mata, or Witness, short story anthology, entitled Jazz, Perfume, and Incidents, and Ketika Jurnalisme Dibungkam, Sastra Harus Bicara, or When Journalism is Silenced, Literature Must Speak. In 2014, he launched a blog named Panah Journal, on human interest stories, along with several journalists and communication professionals. So he was not a newcomer in Indonesian book industry. He got a lot of awards by making some short stories for magazines. Even the stories of Puppet or Wayang were retold by Seno in a tasteful chain of words. Those stories were published in a magazine, which later was compiled into a book entitled Kitab Omong Kosong, or The Tome of Nonsense, released in 2004. The book brought Seno to receive the prestigious Khatulistiwa Literary Award in 2005. In 2017, Seno wrote a story of a woman whose beauty surpasses the angels from above, named Drupadi. However, before we present the brief review of the book entitled Drupadi, let's listen to a song entitled Coba Coba Suang by Pai, Sandy Canister, and Dedi Kumala.
Jublak-jublak suang, suang ne tinggal lenter. Membuka tundung budel, pak empole lale de sombong guyu dele ake. Jublak-jublak suang, suang ne tinggal lenter. Membuka tundung budel, pak empole lale de sombong guyu dele ake. Jublak-jublak suang, suang ne tenggelenter. Membuka tundung gudel,
Paan pole lalere sopong guyu jale ake Jublak jublak suang suang netenggel enter Mambu ketundung gudel Paan pole lalere sopong guyu jale ake Sir sir pong dele kopong 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 sir Sir pong dele jublak jublak suang suang netenggel enter mambu ketundung gudel paan pole lalere sopong guyun dele ake sir Sir pong dele kopong sir Sir pong dele kopong sir Sir pong dele kopong sir Sir pong dele kopong
Lore of woman in the epic of Mahabharata, the wife of the five Pandavas named Draupadi. The life of Draupadi from birth, love and death was unfolded. The novel Draupadi published by Gramedia Pustaka Utama is a compilation of stories that Sena wrote when he was working at Mingguan Zaman magazine. The novel also tells the story of Aswatthama, Karna, Kunti, Sriyata and Wisangeni that Sena wrote in 1983 to 1984. In the book, it was told that goddess Draupadi disliked fate. A human life is meaningless without struggle. So if everything has been predetermined, what is still interesting in this prolonged life? Does human struggle have no meaning? Has all been destined by the gods? Just like she, who is the wife of the five Pandavas. Therefore, the mortal life on earth is not just about being good or bad, but how our attitude is towards the good and the bad. That was the synopsis of a book entitled Draupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. In the lore of Wayang, goddess Draupadi, the wife of the five Pandavas, was almost tricked by King Dursasana, but was saved by the clothes of Draupadi, which was endless when being pulled. However, Seno excluded this magical phenomenon, so that Draupadi in his book must bear an unimaginable disgrace. This creates a big question for the readers, but it seems that Seno has his own way to depict this beautiful woman. Maybe Seno wants to show that happiness is not always with those of beauty and pride. Such nice imaginary was carefully put in pretty words. The 161-page book shares a lot of knowledge for the readers about the untold lore of Wayang. Although very different from the original story of Mahabharata, Seno still wrote it clearly. Yet there are several words incomprehensible by the reader, so it would be better if the writer provides some explanation. Overall, the book is able to entertain and add knowledge of the world of Wayang, which is a heritage of Indonesian culture, for the readers. All right, well, listener, that was our brief review of a book entitled Drupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. To wrap up this week's book and film review, let's listen to a song entitled Surga Durjana by Neurotic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
listener as Kempul Peret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Kempul Peret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as Kempul Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make es Kempul Peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempul as rice meatball, because it is round made of rice and its white color. According to the story, gempul comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempul peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of es Kempul Peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Saat ku jumpa dirinya di suatu suasana, terasa getaran dalam dada. Ku coba mendekatinya, ku tatap dirinya. Oh, dia sungguh mempesona. Ingin aku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa. Aku tak tahu harus berkata apa. Inikah namanya cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Cinta pada jumpa pertama. Inikah rasanya cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Terasa bahagia saat jumpa dengan dirinya. Ku jumpa dia berikutnya, suasana berbeda. Oh, ketaran itu masih ada. Aku dekati dirinya, ku tetap wajahnya. Oh, dia tetap mempesona. Indah ku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa. Aku tak tahu harus berkata apa.
Ha to be my husband, kiss you my Iron Man, and I love you 3000. Baby, take a chance, 'cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie.
See you standing there in your Hulk outerwear, and all I can think is, where is the ring? 'Cause I know you wanna ask, I'm scared the moment will pass. I can see it in your eyes, just take me by surprise. And all my friends, they tell me crazy, you're planning to get on one knee. But I wanted to be out of the blue. So make sure I have no clue.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. DBS grants 11.5 billion Indonesia rupiah to Indonesian social enterprise. Prabowo free nutritious meal program is simple but significant investment in the future. And now the news in details. The first news, DBS has provided a grant of 11.5 billion Indonesian rupiah to an Indonesian social enterprise to support sustainable and impactful initiatives. The funding aims to enhance the enterprise capacity in addressing social and environmental challenges. This initiative aligns with DBS' commitment to fostering social entrepreneurship and sustainable development. Second news, at the International Forum of the World Government Summit 2025, Prabowo stated that the free nutritious meal program is simple but a significant investment in the future. Dora Pardede reports.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto highlighted two of his government's flagship program, free nutritious meals and free health checks, in his virtual keynote speech at the World Government Summit 2025 Thursday. Prabowo Subianto explained that the initiative program in his administration, the free nutritious meal, was admittedly a simple program, but it was a significant investment for the future of the nation.
Among our transformative initiatives is the free nutritious meal program. Providing a nutritious meal each day might seem modest, yet when implemented across hundreds of thousands of schools, 330,000 to be exact, from remote villages to vibrant urban centers, it becomes a significant investment in our future.
In his keynote speech uploaded on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube account, Prabowo further explained that the free nutritious meal program targets more than 85 million children, as well as pregnant women in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the free health check program, according to President Prabowo, is an initiative to promote preventive care and early detection of health problems, foster a healthier and more productive society, and save money on health expenditures. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia.
Sebelumnya tak ada yang mampu mengajakku untuk bertahan di kala sedih. Sebelumnya ku ikat hatiku hanya untuk aku seorang. Sekarang kau di sini, hilang rasanya semua bimbang tangis kesepian. Kau buat aku bertanya, kau buat aku mencari.